שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא חוק הערבות, נקרא קטעים.
We are in a lesson on the topic of the law of ערבות. We will continue from item 42. As always, you can ask questions.
שיעור בנושא.
They will be asked, they might be asked during the lesson.
קטע מספר 42.
Yes, please. Item 42. This is from Rabash.
מה זה? עניין קריטת ברית בין שני חברים.
From the article, one should always sell the beams of his house. The covenant that the two friends make, as we find in the Torah, and Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and they too made a covenant. He asked, if the two of them love each other, of course they do good to each other. And naturally, when there is no love between them, because the love has waned for some reason, they do not do good to one another. So, how does making a covenant between them help? He answered that the covenant they do is not for now. Since now, when the love is felt between them, there is no need to make a covenant. Rather, the making of the covenant is done purposely for the future. In other words, it is possible that after some time, they will not feel the love as they do now, but they will still keep their relations as before. This is what the making of the covenant is for. We can also see that although now they do not feel the love as it was when the society was established, everyone must still overcome his view and go above reason. By that, everything will be corrected, and each one will judge his friend favorably.
Here is the question. How can we collect all kinds of minutes, moments when I relate to the friends with love? It happens sometimes. I have this inclination, right? How do I, in such cases, when I have love for them, until it doesn't leave, it really comes to just a few minutes when I catch myself, and by that I kind of sign that I constantly want to be in this feeling. Or if I'm not in that feeling, because who knows, I don't own my feelings. I'm not master of my feelings. I nevertheless commit to be with them in mutual commitment, in connection. And even though the love stops, the connection, the necessity to connect, the agreement to it remains. So, how do we do this? Is that clear? Yes? It is. Good. Once I heard from others, and it also excited me, that we have to be together, and only together can we discover the Creator, and only in the connection between us do we have to establish it. And now I have to do it. How do I do it? I catch that feeling that the Creator gave me, and of course it came to me from above, that I want to be connected to the friends, and then I want to establish that relation. And although now I feel coolness and remoteness and indifference, like carelessness to all those states of love and vikut and adhesion and love of friends, I still do it as hard as I can. And I ask the Creator to help me. I understand that as the Creator then gave me a state of closeness and connection and warmth in the connection between us, now He's doing the opposite. He's given me remoteness and coolness between us, coldness. Why? So I would ask Him to be a guarantor, to be in connection between us. So we would draw Him. And then I and the friends and the Creator within us can maintain the mutual connection between us to be as one man with one heart. So I have to understand that I caught that place where I want to connect with a society. Great. Now I don't move from it. And I constantly demand of the Creator to maintain that state, to keep it. So when the Creator awakens in me all kinds of disturbances, I constantly turn to Him and ask for more connection. And that way, even without any stops, any drops, I rise higher and higher toward the end of correction, toward the complete correction. This is what happens, as Bala Sulam writes, in light and darkness that we go through, that this is our way. Okay? Kazakhstan.
Большое спасибо, дорогой Раф. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот эту вот точку поймать, когда я хочу быть в группе.
To grab this point that I want to be in the group and I'm demanding from the Creator and I do it in reason from calculations. Where here is the point, that breaking point, that inversion point, that it goes from individual to a group?
I want to immediately connect me to the group, and that it's the Creator giving me awakening to be connected to the group. And that awakening, my connection with the group, I don't let go of that. And I want to constantly strengthen it, because from that moment onward, I feel that the Creator is playing with me, and I am like His partner. He brings me closer and then pushes me farther, closer and farther. Just like that letter of Bala Sulam about the wheels. Find it, please. Because in a wheel, you have above, below, above, below, and that's why this is how we advance. And that's with regard to Ravut and with regard to our connection in the group. PT9.
Yeah, Rav, you explained two depictions that sounded very different to me. One is that I gather those moments of love of friends, and I want it to constantly remain. It's a very emotional picture. The second picture, you said that I'm not the landlord on my feelings, and I still need a necessity for a connection, and that sounds intellectual.
It sounds intellectual to you. In me, it awakens as a deficiency in the feeling. And then I look by what means I can keep these things in the feeling, in the heart.
So in my mind, I know I need connection, and then I ask for it to be a feeling too?
Yes, yes. The feeling is the main thing. The intellect doesn't determine anything. The feelings are what's important, because the feelings are in the desire already. And the desire gradually changes, becomes updated, upgraded, until it becomes a complete desire connected with everyone. PT18.
Signing a covenant is something mutual. And in the text, it's...
No. It's not mutual. You can make a covenant with a friend, and that's a one-time thing, and with the Creator, And you know you have to accept it in such a way that both the friends and the Creator want to make the covenant, and only you have doubts. And the reason it seems to you that they too are in states of remoteness and closeness is because you feel that way in your own kelim, in your own vessels. But from their perspective, there is preparation and feeling and understanding and inclination that is complete toward connection and love.
So I wanted to ask, if it's not mutual, so from the text he writes that Abraham brought Elimelech gifts. It's not written that the king, Avimelech, brought something to Abraham. It's like a lack of mutuality.
Don't wait for others to give you gifts. The fact that you have a chance to bring them gifts, this is already regarded as them giving you a gift, an opportunity to bestow upon them.
To the ten, we sign a covenant between us and the ten, right? It's a covenant forever. Once I'm in the ten, should I give them a gift for it to be by yourself a friend?
You have to constantly see that in your eyes it's a complete ten. Yeah. And for this, you have to constantly strengthen them, regardless of who they are and what they are, because you don't know who they are, or even if they exist. You don't know. You know that the image of the ten in you is what you have to correct.
What does that mean? The ten I'm in, it has to be like an imaginary ten, right? Without faces, with something internal.
Yes. Eta 4.
Qual è il regalo migliore per la decina? Qual è il regalo migliore che io posso fare alla mia decina?
Elitirgum.
No translation.
Michael Schalbe Anglit.
Michael, ask in English.
Yes, Rav. Maze amatara amatana bayoter tov le asiria sheli.
Ma amatana tova bayoter avur asiria sheli.
What is the best gift for my ten?
When you set a good example of connection to everyone, only this. And that they are impressed and inspired, and that they too come to you to connect the way you come to them. And you have to understand that it's the Creator who sets it up this way. Cab, you one.
Morning, Rav. It says after some time there will not be the same love, and each one will imagine that the other is causing him harm. So how does a covenant agreed upon during a different state ignite this previous love that they once shared? And should they have a new covenant for the new state that they are in, or can always revert back to the same covenant? Thank you.
No, it's the same covenant, the same commitment that you gave to the group, and each one gives to the group, to maintain the connection between you and direct it toward the Creator. You have to keep that covenant on top of all the new and different states. That's it.
Focus group.
Focus group.
Shalom Rav, shtei she'elot ma'internet.
Two questions from the internet. First is, during the day, when everybody is drawn to his own tendencies in spiritual work, one studies Zohar for correction, one reads tests, someone else is disseminating. Is all these diverse tendencies, does it cause damage for connection?
It doesn't cause damage to connection. Why? As long as they are in the same intention, that through all kinds of spiritual engagements, they contribute to the group and maintain its integrity, its completeness.
Another question. If from 18 friends, only two are connected daily, and it's been like this for years, the rest aren't active as if they're not even there, only written in a formal way. How can you advance in quality if we're shattered in quantity?
2 out of 18?
That's what he writes.
I don't know what kind of 10 can it be. It's unbelievable that this happens. They were just registered and they're totally not with us. So you shouldn't even count them as a 10. I don't know. You have to get to know the situation. You have to look into it and then suggest what they should do. Turkey 3.
A question from my friends. How can I come to a connection with him if I don't agree with my friend?
Even if you disagree, what's the problem? I don't know. If it's an agreement or disagreement, ideological disagreement about connection, about how you should work toward the Creator, that's one thing that you need to scrutinize that. But basically, perhaps we disagree and gradually we will come to an agreement. We don't have to resolve that problem today, maybe in a few weeks. But we work in that direction. That's already enough. And the Creator certainly awakens more and more disagreements between us. Niv.
We have that excerpt you asked for before.
Yes, please.
Bala Sulam, letter 19. When a person starts coming closer, he is given nefesh of the ofanim.
It's like a wheel, like in a bicycle, a wheel that goes. On a wheel, you at one time you're up, one time you're down. But while heaven states that you're down, and even backwards, you're still moving forward, right? So that's, you know, that's how the wheel turns. Yeah?
Meaning that the Creator wakes up towards him every time there's an opportunity on behalf of man in longing and yearning to adhere to man, Adam. This is what the writer told us, that only good and mercy will chase me my whole life. That King David is the entire soul of Israel. And so he was always longing and yearning to the true dvikut, adhesion in him.
King David wrote this, only goodness and mercy will pursue me, chase me all the days of my life. He was the greatest Kabbalist, yeah?
But he has to know in his soul that the Creator chases him to the same extent that he chases after the Creator. And he must not forget that, God forbid, also during the greatest longing, when he remembers that the Creator longs and chases to adhere to him, to the same extent as he himself is, then he can always continue walking through longing and from degree to degree in a zivug that does not end, which is the purpose of the perfection of the forces of the soul, till he reaches repentance from love, meaning vav will return to hay, which is uniting the Creator and the Shekhinah.
Rav?
It means we have to come to a state where all those changes, like on a wheel, that one time you're down, one time you're up, one time you're moving forward in the direction of the movement, and one time it's as if you're going backwards against the direction. It doesn't matter. We're constantly moving and continuing toward the same goal. This is what we have to see. And all the states we go through, like on a wheel, are states that we have to go through in order to feel in our development the full manner of the Creator to be revealed in us to the fullest.
There's another part also from Bala Sulam, from Shamati. In the Zohar, when he is born, he is given nefesh of the pure beast. He interprets that also his beastly part is willing to be the Creator's servant. And if he was rewarded more, he received nefesh from the Ofanim, meaning the wheel. Meaning he has the nefesh that always yearns and incarnates from one place to another, revolves like the wheel that keeps changing. It also changes and revolves in order to adhere to sanctity. We'll read it again. Shamati. In the Zohar, when one is born, he is given a soul from the side of the pure beast. And he interprets that his animate soul too agrees to be the servant of the Creator. If he is further rewarded, he is given a soul on the side of the wheels. This means that he has a soul that always longs and rolls from place to place, like an ever-turning wheel. It turns and rolls to cling to Kedusha, holiness.
This is how it works. So don't be impressed, excited like little kids. What's happening to me? I'm falling. Suddenly I have nothing in my mind, nothing in my heart, etc. These are states that have to constantly change. And it depends on the connection between us, how quickly each state changes from pleasant to unpleasant, from clearer to unclear. Etc. As long as they all change quickly, the best, even the best states, a spiritual state must not exist more than an instant. And we must not think that we want to stop it. That we want to stop that moment. There's no such thing. We want constant changes. Because they indicate advancement toward the goal. Okay?
No PT6.
Well, PT6.
Hello, Rav, you hear me good?
Australopithec. No?
Yeah, Australopithec.
I wanted to ask about the meetings of the 10 in the morning lesson, evening lesson. It gives us more of an intensivity to stay in above reason. And soon maybe an afternoon, a noon lesson. So what is the most important of those meetings? Because it's a lot. So,
Niv, did you hear what he's asking? On one hand, he's asking, when will we have another noon lesson? And on the other hand, which meeting is important to come to? And the rest, we'll just delete them.
Should we take off the Zooms or... I don't know,
There's nothing more important than the morning lesson, our morning lesson, Israel time. Nothing more important. if you are you in Israel or in Australia?
Australia.
Well, I don't know.
I'm asking for all the tens.
I don't know where your ten is. Maybe it's scattered all over the planet. So it's a problem when to get together. You want to be in a complete ten during our morning lesson, Israel time. That's the most important. If you have no choice, if you have to, then you are exempted. Then you watch ideally with your ten. You watch it in a recorded lesson, but ideally with your ten. But from our experience, we know it's not quite the same. It's far from the ideal, because a person isn't as impressed when he knows it's already recorded and already happened before. But even if you look at lessons from the archive, you try to watch them within the same 24 hour span, and not longer than that. Afterwards, they lose their power.
I want to ask about the approach. The approach is that now we added Zooms during the day, and an evening lesson, and there'll be a noon lesson. Should the approach be to, that's what's going to help us advance to be in all of them, or to do what is possible and what isn't possible isn't possible?
It is your choice what is possible and what is not possible. But the morning lesson is a must. That's mandatory.
Rav, I want to be more precise about this question. Since the evening lessons of an hour and a half, we also have friends meetings. So people see a lot of importance to be in the lessons with you in the evening. But we also have our Zoom meetings during the day that are 15 minutes. And we have the end of the day and the after lesson meeting. So it's very intensive. It's not only dissemination, there's also necessities. The question is how to balance the things or not. Whoever can do everything does it. Or if we can, maybe one less Zoom or not participate in the evening lesson, because we just add and it comes on account of other things. That's the question, Dudi. Thank you.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you. Each one, according to the free time he has, on different hours, on the planet, different time zones. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just reiterating. The morning lesson is mandatory. What I prepare myself especially is to the morning lesson, to give you a portion of the spiritual force that will act on all of you, operate on all of you during that day, so that you will receive from it and will advance. The evening lesson is an addition. That's the way it was with Rabash. During the day, what you have, the twice or three times that you meet and connect in the ten, that too is according to how you decide. But again, I'm reiterating, all these are additions, very important additions, but an addition.
On the morning lesson, there is no question about it. I'm asking if I have an opportunity to join one Zoom with the friends, or either Zoom or the evening lesson. Is there any weight to hear there, or is it
the Zoom with the friends could be 15 minutes, I don't know, and the evening lesson is an hour and a half?
There's three Zooms a day with the friends.
No, I wouldn't give up on all three Zooms instead of the evening lesson. No, that would be incorrect. But maybe I would miss out on one Zoom if it could come, if the evening lesson could come instead of it. It's each one's choice. whatever works for him. I arranged my work so that I would get up an hour and a half before the morning lesson. I would study Shamati after the morning lesson. I went back home, ate, slept a little bit, and at 9 a.m. I would go out with Rabash for a walk or to the beach, to the sea. I would come back at 12:30. I would work from 1 to maybe 5. After that, I would go to the evening lesson. I would come back from the evening lesson at 8:30 p.m., 8:45, and continue the next day in the same way.
Yeah, but we're 10. We have to decide together what to do all day. Not everybody for himself.
No, I'm telling you what I did. We had a TENS meeting only once a week, on Thursday for an hour and a half, and that's it. So, you decide. You should decide. What's important is not the hours. What's important, maybe they are dependent, but what's important is the essence of things. To what extent the connection between us, we have to strengthen it between us several times a day. So to what extent we feel that the evening lesson is more important than our meetings, or the other way around. Try to diversify, some toward this, some toward that, and then you'll see. But you'll see not with your egos what's more convenient, but what really pertains more to the goal. A person who is in a 10 once a day and is in the morning lesson every day, I consider him as progressing. He's got a basis for advancement. More than that, of course, it's better. New York 4.
When we are switching between the authors, between Rabash to Bala Sulam, it feels like there's different forces in the lesson. Is there something to pay attention to? If we're reading Bala Sulam, are we paying attention to it? When we read Rabash, do we connect to the author also? Is that something?
Look, there's a big difference between Rabash and Bala Sulam after all. Rabash writes to us when he is kind of among us or between us. Also me, who is among you and with you, I kind of project Rabash. So he's really in our society. But Bala Sulam, he's very high above. And it feels that way. It feels that way. There's nothing you can do. Because Bala Sulam also spoke in a different way, in a different style, with a different light. He said that we are already in the days of the Messiah, the last generation. Only he knew it, not others. It was revealed only to him. But we are already in practice in that. When this period, the light of the Messiah that's pulling us toward connection, that's pressing all of us together, all of humanity, we are already in it, in practice. So there's a difference between Bala Sulam, who wrote this way, and Rabash, who is already with us and is operating among us. There's a difference in terms of how we should relate to it. There's a big difference. But we need both. Latin 7.
Muchas gracias. Respecto a la respuesta que le dio a Dudi,
thank you. About the answer to Dudi, all of the additions affect the Chishena and her development or not necessarily?
Everything makes a difference, influences. There's no such thing as something not making a difference. It's a correct question. Kiev 1.
Yeah, dear Rav, what we just read about the states and the wheel, what should we do to be here to the center of that circle?
You're a wise guy. It's not going to help. Don't be lazy. Don't go into serving the Creator. Let the work of the Creator be managed by the work by the Creator. This is why it's called the work of the Creator. You just know how, you just need to know how to bow before what He takes you through. And in that way, you turn along with the wheel, and it doesn't matter how it turns. Let Him turn the wheel. You just have to see that you keep yourself together with the group through all the states, advancing up and down, and only in the direction of connection. You don't even know where the goal is, in what direction we are turning and what we're doing, but toward more connection in each state. This is the discernment we should have. I don't care in what carousel I'm in. As long as I'm constantly more and more connected among us. Otherwise, the centrifugal force will push us outwards. So we have to be constantly connected more and more inwardly. Okay?
New York 2.
New York 2.
Мы должны подниматься над ненавистью по отношению к нашим товарищам десятки, но нам запрещено это делать.
We have to overcome the hatred towards the friends in the ten, but we can't work towards strangers like that.
Не имеет значения по отношению к кому мы это делаем.
On the other hand,
what's important for me is, first of all, to be connected to my friends in the group correctly. Only afterwards come different groups, different people, humanity. The ten comes first. That's the law. Look what Rabash writes. That we have to be concerned first and foremost with this. And in every situation, we have to, time and time again, establish the ten. And after that, we think about external operations outside of it. But because we were connected in a new way each time, and then we will be able to establish new operations outside of us. So there cannot be any outwards operation unless we prepared for it within us, inwards. PT 5.
Also about changing the states and the wheel, that the spiritual moment can be more than a moment. Also in the beginning of the lesson, you said, let's try today to go through tens or hundreds or thousands of states of connection and disconnection. And there's always that question that when you leave the lesson, now we're all in this, states are going by, but when we go out to the day, so you have your Zoom, you have your lesson, you have Yeshivat Chaverim, but in between, there's such an emptiness sometimes. And it's not clear how practically to speed up the states changing. Even if we know that man will help his friend, it doesn't help. Do you have a practical advice?
Advice? Yes. As you said it, you should help each other. Let's try to help one another through reminders of some sort, that we are in mutual connection, mutual thoughts, that we're not moving away, disconnecting from connection between us. At least a little bit in the back of my mind, make a place in your minds, here, where you constantly think about connection. That's it. You can see this with women. A woman with a child at home, but she is at work in the office, for example. She's constantly worried about her child. What's he doing there? Along with doing her job at the office. So imagine you are like a mother who thinks about her little child who's in the kindergarten or somewhere. Do it this way. Make a place in your minds, not naturally like a woman does it, because that's what nature does for her. But you do it through your effort. When you constantly think about connection in the tent, alongside all of your engagements, that's it. Whatever happens, you're constantly thinking about this as well. We can do this. So try to be in that state today, all the time. And every so often, text each other or send each other some messages to remind each other, help each other. And that way you'll advance. Niv?
43 from the Rabash, letter 5. When you feel that you are at war, each of you will know and feel that he needs the help of his friend. And without him, his own strength will wane as well. Then, when you understand that you must save your life, each of you will forget he has a body he must preserve. And you will both be tied by the thought of how to defeat the enemy.
Again,
43, letter 5. When you feel that you are at war, each of you will know and feel that he needs the help of his friend. And without him, his own strength will wane out as well. Then, when you understand that you must save your life, each of you will forget he has a body he must preserve, and you will both be tied by the thought of how to defeat the enemy. I don't see any question marks. So let's go to the last part.
We'll move on to the next part of the lesson, and before that we'll sing a song together.
Cuánto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut veshamu yotze mitoch hagalut veofech et hanistar lagalui. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות.
hacia el corazón, elige a la divinidad. Junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut derech kvutza megale chavarut veshamu yotze mitoch hagalut veofech et hanistar lagalui. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 la lelo 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 la. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut derech kvutza megale chavarut entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut junto al grupo llega la amistad veshem hu yotze del exilio salir veofech et hanistar lagalut.